Yeah, boy, the Lolly Lowdown is back. It's a segment where we trial your lollies. We let you know if they're good or bad. Tash and Nash.
Hello.
Hello.
In the studio, producers on the show now. You guys, well, really, you're veterans of the segment. And Tash, you've actually found a little bit of a... Well, I'm not excited about this. Let's just put it that way.
I'm beyond excited. I don't have the words to express just how excited I am to see you... Well, I don't want to say cry, but at least elicit some sort of visceral emotion.
This chocolate bar is claiming big. Like, I hope it delivers.
Yeah, well, it's called the chocolate bar from hell. And it looks like it's from hell. It's got a devil on it. It's orange and red and all the fiery sort of colours. It's got, like, you know, flames all along the bottom. It says, beyond hot, not for children. What else have we got? Habanero pepper, which I don't know if that's... Well, you know what, I'm scared to Google
no,
it.
No, don't Google it.
I'm going to
do it. It's just like WebMD. It's like, oh, I've got this rash, and then you Google it, and then it turns out, guess what? You have everything.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Habanero is a variety of chili pepper. How hot is the habanero pepper? Let's look at this.
See, I thought this is the pepper that they use, that they derive the spices from for a pepper spray for the police and the armed forces.
Oh,
but.
My God. Habanero peppers are among the hottest chili peppers in the world.
Yes!
Look, here's the thing.
Oh, I'm so happy.
You could give me a bowl of cornflakes and it would be too spicy for me. That's the level we're working with, and I'm not into spicy stuff, and I'm just not looking forward to this. Oh, God. All right.
Do you know what? Do you think that because, like, chocolate has dairy in it, that it would kind of soothe it a bit? You know how you drink milk when you eat something really hot? Do you think it could work in the same way?
I think that... No. I feel like it'd be as if you are smoking a pack of cigarettes a day, but you eat a carrot, so you balance out the healthiness. You got one of the hottest chilies in the world with a little bit of chocolate.
Yeah, that's true.
But Bryce's face is already turning red.
Yeah, it's already getting red.
Did you know when you said to me, when you originally said to me off air that, you know, you thought they put it in pepper spray? Like, I thought that was a joke, but it might not even be a joke because I'm just, like, too nervous to talk. All right, let's just do it. I'm so over this. Oh, and by the way, if you just want to know the sort of scale we're dealing with, we had these boiled lollies on the show once, and they were sort of hot. This is probably a lot hotter than that, I would assume. Here is one of the reactions. Here's when Michael... Oh, that's the lolly theme still on that fader. Let's get rid of that. This is when Michael, one of our sort of bosses here, tried the boiled lolly.
All right, so dear listeners at home...
These are hot.
We've literally brought our producers to their knees with just one lick, one fledgling lick of these chili strawberry lollies. Our supervisor, Michael, is... I'm not sure... Is he still breathing?
That was Michael. And then I tried it a week later. It's not that bad. It's just when you... When you swallow it, that's when it gets really bad.
Yeah, the spicy syrup.
My mouth. My eyes are watering. I just remember I couldn't quite sort of... I just couldn't talk properly. It was really bad. This, let's just crack this open. I'm going to smell it off the bat. It's, what does it say? That's Greta. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Smells like normal chocolate,
okay.
Which is encouraging. If it burnt your nostrils, I'd be concerned.
Yeah, but you know, like in the wild, predators don't tend to look like predators to their prey. They look inviting. They look fine. Not too scary.
And here in the middle, it looks like normal chocolate. This could actually be all right. I hope.
Famous last words, Bryce.
Oh man.
See, I'm actually surprised that this is a solid brick of chocolate.
Yeah,
I thought it would have been.
I don't have chunks in it.
Yeah, we'd be like a cherry ripe that had
chocolate. It smells really good.
Yeah.
It smells really yummy, like yummy chocolate.
I'm really nervous. I just can't talk. I'm just so nervous.
All right, should we just dig in?
Yeah,
all
let's
right.
do it.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
This is the chocolate bar from hell. I'm going in. It's okay so far.
It's a bit of a slow burn.
I'm feeling a little bit.
It's a bit of a slow burn.
I'm going to do the first swallow. That's when the kick starts to come in.
Oh, okay. The heat's starting to ramp up in my mouth now as I roll it around my tongue.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty hot, but not hot.
Oh, no, hold on.
It's hot. It's very hot.
It's getting progressively hotter, but...
But not that bad.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty hot, eh?
Well, I didn't take a big bite, so...
Well, go ahead, take a big bite, Tash. See what lies on the other side.
I did.
It's not bad.
Yeah. Okay.
You just have to eat it in small bites.
But well, maybe that's well, who wants to eat chocolate in small bites?
Well, no one really.
Oh.
Tastes a bit off.
How you doing over there, Bryce?
Or you guys just
the chocolate tastes really good. It's just the spice.
It's not bad. I don't mind it.
Actually, no, I think maybe if you just eat more, the chocolate will
like the burn. Just
really?
Like
yeah,
yeah, it just stays.
Are you lying?
Yeah, just have some more. I'm gonna look. I'll have some.
I had a bigger bit again.
I'll have another chunk. All right, here we go. I'm just a big chunk in my mouth right now. If you guys are lying to me, I'm going to be freaking angry.
No, it's all right.
It's pretty hard.
Thoughts? Give me some.
Okay. Do you know what? Like, for it being, it's just hot. You know how some chilies have a taste?
Yeah, yeah.
This is just like fire in your mouth.
It's not the kind of spice that makes you sick to your stomach and has that sort of bitterness, but it's definitely an uncomfortable, unpleasant feeling in the
back of your throat.
Mouth.
Yeah, back of your throat.
Hey, you know what? If this is what hell's like, I'm going to keep on sinning. It's not too bad.
Chocolate bar from hell? Yeah, I could deal with it. Oh, I could sort of deal with it.
Maybe not the whole bar.
I think, again, why do people keep messing with good stuff?
If it's not broke, don't fix it. That's Price's policy.
What an absolute... You know what's the kind of people that oh, man. There's this certain type of person that exists that thinks having a beard is a personality, right? And they'll go, oh, you know, I'm going to have this. You guys can have your, you know, normal chocolate. That's not even me doing a voice. This is my real, like, that's the spice kicking in. Well, I'm going to have my chili chocolate. It's, you know, it's for men.
Yeah, and they drive off on their, like, cafe racer in a puff of smoke.
Yeah. Oh, bacon's my personality and having a beard. Like, it's just get over yourselves. Stop. Whoever you are, chocolate bar from hell people, we get it. You have clear, you know, problems with whatever self-esteem exists or doesn't even exist. I don't know. I don't know how to talk properly.
I know what you're saying. You think about, like, people have some sort of personality differentiator, but it's external. It's not really them. It's, like, the clothes they wear or the chocolate that they eat.
Oh, you can't handle spicy food? That's cute. Oh, well, how about, you know what I can handle is kicking your ass, hypothetical person that would say that to me. So, yeah.
No, you really triggered there, Bryce.
I think the spice has gone to Bryce's head. I think he's just...
Oh, man, it's seriously
just
bad.
Railed
but,
up.
But, again, I thought it would be worse.
Yeah, well, look, it's sitting in the back of my throat now, which is a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah,
feels
same.
A bit like heartburn.
Yeah.
Not pleasant.
Yeah, not good. How much did you pay for this chocolate bar, Tash?
I think it was like $5.
Oh,
you're going to pay a premium for this uncomfortable...
Yeah, again.
Not so great.
Because it's like you said, sometimes spice has a flavour, but this one doesn't.
Yeah, it's just heat.
And so, again, it's you're literally just paying for the sensation, which is dumb. Zero. Actually, no, the chocolate was, by itself, quite nice.
I thought it tasted a bit weird.
I thought, you know, sometimes you get cheap chocolate
yes.
and it feels kind of watery.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like you have a, say you get an advent calendar, not from Woolworths, but you get your advent calendar from, I don't know, Golo or Bilo or something, or the reject shop.
It's
kind of this like...
Shout out to Golo. This is an old reference.
It's like... This is a suggestion of chocolate, but it's not quite right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You kind of got those vibes going on with this chocolate bar from
Again,
hell.
Again, because skimping on that, they're like, oh, well, let's just make a big statement with the spice and let's not worry about anything else. Idiots. I'm sorry.
What about in terms of the appeal, the packaging, the marketing, overall marketability? What
looks
do you
good. I think the packaging does look cool. And it's again, it sucked us in.
Yeah,
and yet
did.
Again, we're probably, say, disappointed.
Well, mildly. Yeah. I think that, like, we ate this...
It's still spices in my mouth.
Yeah. If we were to eat, like, half of that bar in one go, I definitely do not think we would be like, oh, chocolate bar from hell. We'd be like, this is hell.
Should I have more? I mean, the difference between this and the boiled lolly is, like, the boiled lolly went away. This is still in the back of
my throat. It's a bit of a lingerer.
If that's the hottest chili in the world, I'm actually feeling a bit proud of myself.
I mean, devoured 1/10 of a chocolate bar from hell.
Oh, well, it's what does it say? It depends on how you grow it. Apparently, how hot it is. But they reckon this website haberomadness.com possibly biased, but considering that's the name of the chili. But yeah, man. All right. What do you guys think of marketing?
Marketing.
Even look at this on Google. It says very hot. Heat. Very hot. Scoville scale, 100,000 to 350,000 SHU. So let's have a look how big the Scoville scale is as you tell me more about this.
Well, in terms of marketing, I think, again, this is appealing to those kind of people who, you know, have some sort of personality deficit and like, oh, check this out. I'm glad to eat this hottest chocolate bar from hell.
Could you imagine just seeing someone eating that on the train, just being like, just going to eat this chocolate bar from hell on the train?
I just had a penny drop. Maybe we're those people. You know what I mean? Maybe we're making up for whatever lackings we have as entertainers. We have to rely on crazy confectionery. Stunning. Oh, no. This is what it is to be woke? I don't want to be woke. This is horrible.
Ignorance oh, you're listening, is bliss. You're listening to SER for interesting analysis? Well, this is better. Like, and hey, you're looking at the Scoville heat units. We've got, in terms of the capsicum, there's pure chemicals, which we'd never, of course, have. But then these have got... There's like a decent amount on the first tier, 855 to 2,480,000, and then you got 350 to 580, and then 100 to 350.
So where do we sit with this chocolate bar?
This is in 100 to 350, the habanero chili, which on Google, most common varieties, blah blah blah. The habanero's heat and its flavor and its floral aroma have made it. I didn't smell anything.
Yeah, we didn't get a floral aroma.
Just chocolate.
Just chocolate.
You got slightly acidic soil if you want to make one. Anyway, this is boring, but you know, should I just finish this last little chunk?
Yeah, go ahead. Go on. Left. Maybe you know, maybe your resilience has increased in the 2 minutes since you.
I mean, I'm getting a headache, which is probably a bad sign. But yeah, we still need to get the challenge of something hotter.
All right, so that's going to be
it's time to raise the bar for the next one. I think
set the bar. Well, maybe I should go back and get the Tabasco ones.
No, we had Tabasco jelly beans. They weren't that bad. I need a new challenge.
Mm.
Oh, this is really hot, actually. It's really bad.